last 2 days, we have had the causeless mercy of the Lord by which we could attend Ratayaksha, personally witnessing Shri Baladev, Subhadramayi, Jagannath Swami coming from their temple, which at this particular Leela represents Dwarka, the Dwarka Bhav, the Aishwarya Leela of the Lord, and how he is brought to Sundarachala or Vrindavan during the Ratayatra. We all had the very special opportunity to have personal vision of the scene by which Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his beloved associates personally celebrated each and every year while he was living in Jagannath Puri. Yesterday we saw the wonderful seva by which Sri Balaram, Subhadra and Jagannath, our very royal, not royally, but very pompously escorted directly into the garden of Gundicha. So today is our last day in Puri. We came here specifically to celebrate Ratayatra. But by the Lord's mercy, we do have one extra day. The schedule will be this morning. We'll spend a few minutes in Gambira. We'll have Harinam Sankirtan procession to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Perhaps no speaking at these places because there's no time. Then we'll go to, from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, we will do Harinam Sankirtan procession to the Singhadwara. There we will get rickshaws to Tota Gopinath temple. You should keep the rickshaws there. You'll have to pay them something extra because it's a long way. And we'll just be in Tota Gopinath temple for a few minutes for darshan and some kirtan. And then we will come back for prasad. We want to take prasad early today. And immediately after prasad, we will get on buses to go to Alalanath. Very special, very confidential and sacred place for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And there we will have more time, so we will have some discussions about the significance of Ratayatra and the particular significance of Alalanath in relationship to the Ratayatra ceremony. From Alalanath, hopefully, if it's early enough, we'll go to the sea to take bath, and that will be the conclusion of the Ratayatra Yatra. Tomorrow, what time are buses?
11.
So what time have to leave here?
4 o'clock is the train. 11 o'clock we leave here.
We leave here at 11.
Before that, we have to take lunch. We have to take lunch and leave at 11.
Your train is 3 o'clock.
Two o'clock.
Two o'clock.
It's 1.5 hours.
Huh? my departure, I have to be there by 11. So.
Yeah.
So today will be perhaps the last day. This is the Gambhira. It is the place where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to the world the most confidential and highest ecstasies of the supramundane love of Srimati Radharani. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Puri shortly after he took sannyas. He stayed at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for some time, where we will be going next. Then he decided to go to South India. He traveled through the holy places of South India for approximately 2 years. Then he returned to Puri. While he was away, Maharaj Pratap Rudra had heard from Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was so eager to see him, so eager to serve him in every possible way. He wanted to give his life to the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told Pratap Rudra Maharaj that Lord Gaurasundar requires a place of residence. It should be a secluded place, which is very quiet. So Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he said, I know just the perfect place, the house of Kashi Mishra. He has a nice room there. It's very quiet, very clean. All the necessities of life can be provided so joyfully for the Lord. So Maharaj Pratap Rudra contacted Kashi Mishra, and it was arranged. So when Lord Chaitanya returned to Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya introduced him to Kashi Mishra. He told him that this devotee, he has surrendered his life, his soul, his everything to your lotus feet. Kashi Mishra told the Lord that my life is yours. I am surrendered. I would like you to stay in my home. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally showed him his forearm form. And then he came here. So from that time, this place was known as Gambhira. And we read in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, as well as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, innumerable pastimes took place here. When the devotees would come from Bengal to Puri, we read some of the most beautiful reciprocations of the Lord's love for his devotees took place here. He would greet the devotees here, embrace them, cry, give them all kinds of benedictions. And after they spent the Chaturmasi in Puri, they would all come back to the Gambhira to meet Lord Chaitanya, where he would say farewell. Some of the wonderful leelas that took place here was, this is where Vasudev Dutt revealed to the Lord his desire that everyone in the universe go back to Godhead, and he take the sins of everyone upon his head and suffer forever. It was here that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wept and cried with his heart melted upon hearing Vasudev Dutta's compassion. It was here that the Lord would embrace and bathe with his own eyes his devotees, such as Murari Gupta, where he revealed his supreme position as Hanuman, the most chaste and faithful servant of Sri Ram. It was here that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would order the residents of Kulinagram, Satyaraj and Ramananda, to every year bring silken ropes to carry Lord Jagannath and Balaram. Yesterday, I think you saw what kind of silk ropes they use. They have to be very strong. Previously, these ropes used to break. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu told Satyaraj and Ramananda, make very, very good silk ropes, because Kulinagram has very good silk, and bring them every year. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of such a servant of Lord Jagannath. He was Sri Radharani, constantly meditating on making arrangements for the pleasure of Lord Krishna in the form of Jagannath. It was also here that the Lord, when he would say goodbye to the devotees, how they would weep and cry in imminent separation from one another. It was here that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would meet with all of his associates. And as the years went by, the Lord became more and more ecstatically immersed in the feelings of separation from Krishna. In fact, the last 18 years of the Lord's life, practically continuously he remained here in the Gambhira. Kaviraj Goswami explained, sometimes during the day, due to having Harinam Sankirtan with the devotees, he would, to some extent, be in external consciousness. But in the evenings when he would return here, and throughout the entire night, he would go deeply, 100%, into the mood of his internal love and separation. His two constant associates were Swarup Damodar Goswami and Srila Ramananda Rai. Srila Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Sakhi. Swarup Damodar Goswami is Lalita Sakhi. By the Lord's mercy, they both knew exactly what was in the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Ramananda Rai would recite beautiful prayers and tell wonderful stories exactly corresponding to the ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya's heart. And Srila Swarup Damodar, according to the particular sentiment of Krishna Prema that Mahaprabhu was manifesting within his heart, Swarup Damodar Goswami, when we were here last summer, I think we spoke about 4 or 5 hours, just touching a drop from the ocean of the pastimes that took place. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains the transformations of ecstasy that Lord Chaitanya manifested here. Gambhira represents for us the most intimate, confidential pastimes of the Lord. Gambhira is the place that Lord Chaitanya in full fulfilled his reason for coming to this world. Kaviraj Goswami explains in the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the love affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separate themselves eternally. Now, these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and the complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Lord Krishna himself. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appears from the ocean. These three internal reasons of the Lord's descent into this world were tasted to their fullest extent in Gambhira. Sri Krishna could not fathom the nature of Srimati Radharani's love for him. When he looked into a jeweled pillar in Dwarka and he saw his own beauty, he became so much attracted. He was feeling ecstasies in his heart to see the reflection of himself. But that was only a reflection. He was thinking, what is it that Srimati Radharani feels when she sees me directly? Have any of you ever seen your own face? Serious question, have you? Huh? Impossible. How have you seen your face? But that's not your face. That's a piece of glass giving off a reflection. Have any of you ever seen what your face really looks like? Not a perverted reflection, but actually see your face directly. Is there any substance in a reflection? Reflection is reflection. You've never seen your own eyes? You've never seen your own mouth? You've never seen your own ears? You don't really know what you look like, except through a reflection. So Krishna wanted to see what he really looks like through the eyes of Srimati Radharani. What is the nectar of the love that she relishes when Krishna knows what love he has for Srimati Radharani. But what is the ecstasy she experiences by tasting the nectar of his love? It's an ecstasy even he cannot understand. When a breeze touches Krishna and enters into the nostrils of Srimati Radharani, she falls down unconscious. When she sees the blackness of a tamal tree, she embraces it and begins to weep and cry, remembering Krishna. Upon seeing this, Krishna wanted to taste the glory of Radharani's love, experience that happiness. But it was something that he could not do unless he combined again with her, and that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar Goswami has written this verse, which our acharyas consider to be the supreme, most perfect elaboration, in concise, not elaboration, but description of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental nature. So in other places, the Lord manifested various internal and simultaneously external symptoms of ecstatic love. But Hiram Gambira, along with Lalita and Vishakha in the form of Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar, the Lord would enter deeper and deeper and deeper into the ecstasies of the Supreme Mahabhava of Vrindavan. This is the place of Vipralamba in its perfection. So we come as beggars. We have no real bhakti. We have no qualifications to receive real bhakti. Whatever expressions we make of devotion is full of superficiality, of the influence of the false ego. What is our position? Our position is very lamentable. We have traded the riches of the spiritual world for the perverted reflections, which are all sources of frustration of this world of envy. So we come here as beggars, begging for the causeless mercy of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his associates, that by their great kindness we can actually be genuine devotees. To ask for love of God is a very high thing. To ask to be a devotee is a very high thing. But we beg that the Lord will accept us as one of the servants of the servants of the servants of His servants. And if we somehow please Him by our sincere service, our determination to hear His glories and chant His names, then by His inconceivable, incomprehensible kindness, He can touch our heart with one drop of love for Him. That is our ultimate aspiration. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted the sweetness of His own holy names here in the Gambira. And from here, He wanted that same love to be distributed to all living beings. So our challenge in life is to what extent we are willing to actually accept His mercy. To the degree we reject the promises and the offerings of Maya, to that same degree we are in a state of consciousness where we can truly accept His mercy. To accept His mercy means to be faithful, to follow His instructions, and to be the servant, faithful servant, of those who are His representatives. Srila Prabhupada so kindly gave us Mahaprabhu's causeless grace to follow His instructions, to remain faithful to His desire. If we just do that, within this life, if we just do not go away, if we just maintain our sadhana, if we cultivate with all earnestness the spirit of service and humility, however hard it may be, then the Lord will be pleased. He has given us His transcendental pastimes, but we have no taste to really enter into the sweetness of His pastimes. To some extent we may be entertained, to some extent it may be an austerity to hear it, but to enter deeply into the ocean of each and every one of Gauranga Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna's pastimes is something so deep and profound that if we can taste a drop of it, then how could we ever again turn our faces to this material world? So we should not think we're advanced devotees. We should never think we are even above anyone else, because we are so far from the pinnacle of real success, Krishna praying, that even if we appear a little higher than someone else, what is the difference? A child in KG who's slightly above in learning basic adding and subtracting than another, is he in such an exalted position? So we may be thinking, I'm a little senior, I'm a little more knowledgeable, I'm a little more austere than someone else. But what is our position in relation to the real, pure Paramahamsa Vaishnavas? How much ecstatic love is in our hearts? How much are we utterly mesmerized 24 hours a day by the thought of Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's devotees, Krishna's dham, Krishna's qualities? So Mahaprabhu here at Gambira, he would recite with great depth to Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai Shikshastakam. The entirety of the Shikshastakam appears in the final chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the Lord tasted the nectar of these eight verses here in Gambira. Through Shikshastakam, he systematically and progressively explains from the beginning to the final goal of Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta. We must receive this prime benediction by constantly chanting the holy names. We must be more humble than blade of grass, more tolerant than tree, ready to offer all respect to others, with no expectation for any respect for ourselves. In this state of mind, we are meant day and night to chant the names of Hari. Trinarapi sunichena, taror iva sahishmana, harina mantena kirtanaya sadhana. To the degree within our heart of hearts we are living by this verse, to that degree we are actually making spiritual progress. It is not that spiritual progress has much to do with an official position, with having authority over others, with being learned, knowledgeable, or skillful. Real progress is to the degree within our heart we are actually, genuinely, trinadapi sunichena, turor ivasishuna, amani namana dina kirtaniya sada. We can calculate our own spiritual progress by the next verse. Nadanam najanam nasundari kavitam vajakatishakaya mama janmani janmaneshwari bhavatar bhakti rahayita. What is our desire? Do we still want money or anything money can buy? When Lord says nadanam, that means, no, I don't want wealth. I don't want money or anything that money could possibly buy. I don't want any of it. If you want any of it, you are not fit for Krishna. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. No trace of attraction to the propensities of the mind for material enjoyment, even sex life, even attraction for the opposite sex. He doesn't want popularity, recognition, followers. He doesn't even want liberation from suffering. When you're suffering in pain, do you want it to end? Or do you want Krishna? Think about that. You have all experienced pain, serious pain. In that pain, do you want Krishna or do you want the pain to end? How far are we from the standards which qualify us for pure devotional service? And yet somebody says, very good, and we become so proud. So from Gambhira, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to the world the essence of his teachings. And to the degree we understand how really far away we are, to that degree we come to the conclusion that my only hope is causeless mercy. Only hope. And how do we receive causeless mercy? Not by criticizing others. Not by competing with others to try to take a higher position. Not by showing off to the world how advanced. And how do we receive causeless mercy? Not by criticizing others. Not by competing with others to try to take a higher position. Not by showing off to the world how advanced we are. We will not achieve causeless mercy by our austerities, by our knowledge, by our wealth. We will only achieve causeless mercy by our humility, by in that humble state being very strict. If you're actually humble, you'll chant your 16 rounds minimum attentively every day because you know I'm so fallen, I can't afford to deviate even an inch. That's humility. I must, my Guru Maharaj wants, I must do it. If we're humble, we will not judge or criticize others. If we're trying to be humble, if we want causeless mercy, we have to follow Mahaprabhu's teachings. Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Das 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 Anudas. This particular sloka Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted. And after this sloka, he began his dancing in Ratha Yatra. I am not a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. I am not a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyasi. My aspiration is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of Gopis, Gopinath Sri Krishna. So this is what he has given us. Here in Gambira, we can hear and chant the glories of the Lord's most confidential pastimes of ecstatic love to purify our hearts, to gain a deeper appreciation of the substance of what Mahaprabhu's mercy is about. However, can we understand it? Can even a drop of it even touch our hearts? Before anything can touch our hearts, first it has to go through our minds, our senses, then our mind, then our egos. And what's left by the time it gets to our heart? When our mind becomes pure, when we become humble and egoless, then every time we chant the name or hear the glories of the Lord, it goes directly right to our soul. So to prepare ourselves, we do not want to be imitationists. We want to be genuine. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they have given us the most authentic means by which we can actually make real spiritual progress. By developing a real, genuine service attitude, by cultivating hearing the glories of the Lord and chanting His names, and preaching. Preaching not because we're more advanced than someone. A preacher should not think I'm more advanced than the person I'm preaching to. A preacher should just think I'm the humble, menial servant of my Guru Maharaj, just delivering this message. And whoever I'm delivering it to, I am their servant. I am not their master. In every sense, the spirit of servitude, the spirit of humility, the spirit of earnest determination to follow instructions in that spirit, that alone will attract causeless mercy. It is causeless mercy that is our only hope. And here in Gambira, we have come to pray for causeless mercy. Jagannath Puri is none different than Vrindavan, Gupta Vrindavan. Radha and Krishna perform their leela here in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But from here he wants to distribute it to the whole world. The heart of Puri is Gambira, in the sense that this is where Mahaprabhu eternally resides. Right now, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in that small room, in the pangs of infinite separation, along with Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodara Goswami. But when we look in, what do we see? What can you see with your eyes? These eyes are made of flesh and water. Can you see the spiritual substance of the Lord's form and leela with eyes made of flesh and water? We have to see through our hearts. We have to see through our souls. The vision of the souls. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Agyananjana Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Vena We are born in the darkness of ignorance. And our Guru Parampara and their divine messengers, they are opening our eyes. But they're not opening these eyes. These eyes are already open. What do we see? Practically everything we see just distracts our attention away from Krishna. What is that eye that Guru opens? It's the original spiritual vision of the soul, the Atma. So here we have come as beggars. Beggars should not be proud. Beggars should be feeling desperate. A real beggar is somebody that's really hungry, that really needs food. Otherwise they will die. That's the kind of beggars we should be. Not professional beggars. In Bombay there are professional beggars. Sometimes they live with color TVs and all sorts of other facilities. And they support themselves in that way. But actual beggar is somebody who's sleeping on the roadside, who has no means to even eat to survive. And he comes with tears in his eyes begging, please, spare my life. Give me some food. Put yourself in that position. We should be that type of beggar. No clothes, nothing. A beggar doesn't show off what he has. He has nothing. All he has is two empty hands to beg with. We should beg for Mahaprabhu's mercy in this spirit. Because when it comes to Krishna prema, we are starving, and yet we don't even know we're starving. We have nothing. We have come with open, empty hands to beg. Please, my Lord, please accept me as the servant of the servant of your servants. Please give me the faithfulness to my Guru Maharaj's mission. Please give me faithfulness to the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, to the hearing the glories of the Lord. Someday, if it pleases you, give me even a drop of taste for hearing and chanting. Let us beg for this. And after we sincerely beg, then we will go on Harinam Sankirtan procession to the Swetagam. Then we will go on Harinam Sankirtan procession to the Sweta Ganga, house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Perhaps we will not speak there. We will just go for darshan. The Harinam procession will continue to where the rickshaws will be. Everyone take rickshaw to Tota Gopinath temple. Ask the rickshaws to wait there. We'll be there for maybe 20 minutes and then come back for prasad. And when you come for prasad, just after prasad, collect what you require to bathe in ocean, and then go in the buses, Radha Krishna Prabhu will announce. Then we will go to Alavana, very special place. As beggars, let us offer our very sincere and helpless prayers at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his sons.